Republicans drew the current map in 2011 when they controlled the legislature and the governor's office. When it comes to the map for the next decade, the court's conservative majority said it would favor plans that make the least changes to the current one. Marquette University redistricting expert John Johnson analyzed all eight of the proposals before the court. While there are noteworthy differences, he says they all have something in common.
The Supreme Court's decision that the new maps must closely match those old maps just means that the gerrymander drawn in 2011 will continue into the next decade.
Johnson says it's unclear what justices will be looking for when it comes to measuring least changes. But he says that of all the plans, Governor Tony Evers' map would move the fewest people from one district to another. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.